the very first episode of Tea with Lily in 2018. I know it's been a while, but life happens, and as most of you know, I took a wee break to go and have a baby. Yes, as you know, my baby is called Work Your Quirks, but I'm back now. Yay! My guest today is none other than Saz Wanogomord, founder of Second Spring and Yay Awards. Thank you, Saz, for joining me on the magic sofa. How are you today?
No, thank you, Lily. Thank you for inviting me. I am very well, thank you.
Great. I am loving this tea. Is it English breakfast?
It is English breakfast. Brewed in my kitchen.
Well. And what's your favourite tea, Saz?
I think if I had to think of teas, Assam would be the first. Okay. And I like good old PG or Yorkshire.
Yorkshire
as well.
Tea.
I like strong tea, Lily.
Me too.
I've got to have a strong cup of tea.
Yeah, I do like my regular tea, no fanciness. No. I mean, I do have the odd fruit tea of an evening.
Oh, yes.
Fruit tea in an evening, but during the day, it's proper strong working girl's tea.
Absolutely.
So, as you know, Tea with Lily is the social enterprise of Lynx Media and a space for informal discussions with a very, very relaxed format, where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea. Guests from all walks of life join me to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in career and personal growth. The aim of the show is to amplify brand stories across the world. But before we get stuck in, let's hear a bit about the brand name Saz. I mean, Saz sounds a bit sassy.
Mm.
Where does that name come from?
Well, if I'm being really honest with you, Saz, I used to work with a very entrepreneurial gentleman. Many of you may have heard of him. He is an extremely great mentor, the late Mr. Clem Rodney.
Okay.
Who owned the granaries in Croydon. And what happened is we started working together. I used to do most of his promotions in the top of the room at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And we hold a lot of beautiful function events there. And I would come in every day and he would just say, sassy lady, every time that I'd come through the door. And then one day he stopped me and he said to me, got to change your name.
Oh.
And I said, Sim Clem? He said, no, we need to change your name. And he gave me the name Saz.
Okay, so what were you born as, Saz?
Sandra.
Sandra! Oh my God!
And
we all know!
Absolutely. He gave me that name, and to be perfectly truthful, it just stuck. Everyone started calling me Saz. And that's when it was given birth.
Miss Saz.
Mm.
Formerly known, the artist formerly known as Sandra.
Absolutely boring.
No, it's a great story.
No, I shouldn't say that, actually. That's the name my mum and dad gave me. Oh gosh, Lily.
It's fine. We'll just have to buy your mother a bottle of champagne to apologise profusely. Saz, back to the brand name Saz. Saz is the founder of Second Spring Movement for Women. And as I alluded to earlier, she's also... an actress, and her big aspiration was always to make a positive difference in the lives of those she came into contact with. She convinced her parents to send her to performance school and attended the Italia Conti Performance School, Royal Academy, amongst others, where she initiated various programs that would encourage young people from underprivileged backgrounds the opportunity to perform in professional productions. Second Spring, her latest baby, is an addition to her achievements due to experiencing her own life changing circumstances in her 50s. Saz initiated this movement to help other women going through adversities associated with losing confidence, losing loved ones, redundancy, growing a family, breakdowns, relationships, you name it. Saz is also a mother of three grown-up sons, as well as a grandmother. And listeners, I tell you, this girl looks about 22 and three quarters.
Lily, stop it.
Welcome again, Saz. Welcome. Now, tell me a little bit, or tell us a little bit about why you do what you do, especially with Second Spring.
Why I do what I do. Well, firstly, you know, Lily, when I think in terms of myself, I think in terms of one, I really don't want to leave this earth without leaving some form of legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think of everything that I do, I think in terms of it must leave a positive impact on anyone that I come in contact with. So I try very, very hard, as my grandfather would say, don't forget to bless somebody today. Mm. So I try very hard to really live to that principle, that teaching. In terms of why I do what I do, I'm going to speak in terms of Second Spring.
Okay.
Simply because I feel that is what I would wish to speak about today. Second Spring, as you rightfully said, was birthed out of my own adversity.
Mm-hmm.
I think in life, when we all go through changes, be it positive or negative, it will have some form of impact on you, and it will leave some kind of lasting lesson.
Yeah.
For me, when I went through my adversity, I always remembered at the times when I was in the deepest mm-hmm. of pain and the deepest of, as they say, a hole,
mm-hmm.
and thinking in terms of, would I really get out of this? I always promised myself that once I found myself back in a position of feeling, mm-hmm. because believe it or not, Lily, sometimes when you go through adversities in life, you feel nothing.
Nothing, yes.
You're at that numb place.
Yeah.
And I always remember saying, once I came out of it and I could actually really convincingly, admittedly say to myself, I can feel.
Yeah.
I am going to do something for women.
Yeah.
Because I believe that I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
For some of us, we don't speak about
yes.
what we go through. Mm-hmm. We hold it. We hold on to it. We bury it. We think for some reason it's just going to disappear. And if you don't deal with those emotions, it stays there.
Yes.
And in staying there, it can fester. It can either fester positively or negatively, depending on the situations that you're
in. But I think in most cases, it will fester negatively.
Absolutely.
If we don't deal with the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, it was really about using my own experiences and using it in a honest way, in a mm-hmm. real positive way, to reach out to women
mm-hmm.
that are presumably going through something, may not want to speak about it, or may just want to come and sit amongst other women and just listen.
Yes.
And take something away. And that was the real reason why I decided to do Second Spring.
That's fantastic. And it's something that, I mean, me as a 50-something woman, wish perhaps I had that platform when I was going through my own craziness and sense of numbness, like you mentioned, where I didn't quite feel alive.
Yeah.
I wish I had something, but it's never too late.
Mm-hmm.
But then my place of nothingness was heading towards 50.
Right.
Was pre-50, just before, just, you know, the dawn age. Of 50.
Yeah. Yep.
Just before you hit 50, hit 50, that's when most of the stuff happened. Luckily, when I turned 50, I began to feel again.
Yeah, which is good.
So perhaps Second Spring is those who are the cusp of 50.
Yeah.
And those who've come out the other side of 50. So, you know, I think you sometimes, I've spoken to you in other conversations, and you've said Second Spring, even though it's 50, it's also for those who are nearing 50, who want to learn.
It's for those who are curious
mm-hmm.
in regards to, you know, women that are already of that age and the experiences that you go through, speaking in regards to, if you're speaking around the health, menopause, etc., etc. But then we mustn't forget that although it's for women that are 50, women that are not really reaching that age are more than welcome.
Yeah.
And we're not saying that, or I'm not saying that you're not invited. I'm just saying, you know, women in their 50s are feisty.
Yeah.
They're feisty women. These are women with wisdom. These are women that have either gone through a marriage or gone through a relationship, or their children have grown and left home, been in careers. You know, they've gone through life experiences, Lily.
Mm.
So having gone through those life experiences, we have something to hand back. We have something to give back.
Yes, yes. That's fantastic. Thank you, Saz. Now, you trained as a dancer. Tell us a little bit more about that and some of the stuff that you did in the early 70s. Because that fascinates me.
Early 70s. Well, for anyone that's in their 50s, the 70s, I still say it was the best time. Best time.
Psychedelic years.
Absolutely. You know that boogie boogie. You know everything changed in the 70s. And come on, Lily. I mean, that was when society was really changing.
Mm.
That was when, you know, a lot of things were taking place socially. I mean, I think as people, we were becoming more liberated,
yes,
in the sense to say that freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of movement. And with me, I've always been a very expressive person. What you see is what you get, normally. Not to offend, but what you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
And in saying that, I always wanted to be a dancer. I really wanted to be an actress. I loved that all exciting part of performance. And I think it's because it gave you that opportunity to step out of being who you really are.
Yeah.
And acting gave you that kind of like platform of just being the damsel in distress or the gangster or something like that. And yeah, I think I enjoyed performance and was very good at it. My parents, I really did convince my mum and dad to send me. In fact, I didn't convince them. It was a teacher, a drama school at school that basically approached my mum and dad and said, she's absolutely fantastic in this area and we think you should consider sending her. I got a scholarship for the Verada, Royal Academy of Dance, went to Italia Conte, and as they say, got married. And that was it. Everything changed.
So
that, I think like with all of us, when we have dreams and aspirations, some of us don't really live it out. For whatever reason, we don't live it out. Mm. And I took the other route. Yes. I took the route of mother, wife, and rearing my children. And
to which you've done a fantastic job.
Thank you, Lily.
Very fantastic job. And I don't know whether I'm allowed to say this, but I will say, because you know me, I say what I know within reason. Your son has gone on, and you know your sons have done some wonderful. But the man of the moment at the moment
mm.
is headlining where?
At the Savoy.
Doing what?
Lead. He's playing the lead character, Jimmy Early, as in the Dreamgirls.
I mean, look at that. So, mm. I'm sure your dream as a dancer, as an actress, must have come in somewhere in your rearing of this young, man who is going on to greatness. Surely some of your background must have influenced the work that he's doing today.
Well, it's funny you should say that, Lily, because when we had the first child and then the second and they're all boys,
yeah,
to be perfectly truthful, I had given up on any kind of dream in entertainment or performance because I just felt all boys, no, nobody's going to really be interested in going down that route. So I was quite surprised when he came to us and said to us that, you know, he really has an interest in performance. And hence, like you said, he went on and I said to him, if it's something that you really want to do, you will do it the right way. You will go university, you will study it. You won't just do the, how you would say, the performing side of it. You will go and you will do the academic, you will learn everything that there is to know about that industry. Mm. And then if you still feel it's something that you want to do, we'll back you all the way.
Well done. That is, you know, good parenting advice.
Mm.
Because once you have that education, nobody can take that from
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
But the opportunities that come with acting can come and go.
Yes.
But the education can never be taken away from you.
Absolutely.
Great. Now, I know you sometimes mention about work-related things and the things that you do well. What would you say would be one secret and the thing that holds you, you know, that gets you out of bed on a Saturday morning when you don't have to?
I think for me, are there any secrets though, Lily? I don't know if there's really such thing as a secret of getting up for me. I just think is that unknown, that new, that new, what is going to happen today? Who am I going to meet today? What's going to change my life today? I just think it's the unexpected, always expecting.
Mm.
And for me, Lily, I think it's always expecting. I always expect.
That's great. Always expecting. Saz is always expecting. Great. Now, I know you mentioned your dance teacher, but I'm sure back in the 70s, there was something called the careers office. I don't even know what they call it now.
I don't think they've got anything like that now, Lily. I don't think they call it the career office. I think they call it the advice council or something like that. But I don't think, like, when we would go, you know, you'd get an appointment, you'd have to actually go to a premises. I don't think it's like that anymore.
Okay. But what if you were sitting in front of a careers officer back in the day, what would you say to them now?
What would I say to my careers officer back in the day? I've always been a very forthright child. So I think if you...
No kidding.
Seriously, Lily, I think if you spoke to my careers officer She would have, she would say to you, I would tell her what I want. I wouldn't, I would say, well, this is what I want. Mm. This is what I'd like. And I was very much like that.
Mm.
I've conformed. I didn't really ask, I would say.
So please tell me, this is you conform.
This is me conform. Seriously, I would say, well, this is what I want. Mm. I would never say, well, do you feel, or I was just not that kind of child.
Okay, well, the conformed says. So it says, you have a mantra that says, age is an attitude for, yes, Second Spring.
Yes.
So Saz is the founder of Second Spring, and her mantra is age is an attitude. So let's look again, Saz. What is the typical client, the typical profile of the client at Second Spring?
Well, for me, that client obviously would be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say, of the ones saying 50, it could be anyone that is 45 plus, curious about approaching that age. Someone that's basically lived a life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's be honest here. At the age of 50, it doesn't always go in tea.
You left the tea in the cup.
Yes, because you like it strong, Lily.
You should have told me.
But I said to you, I'm going to leave your tea bag so that you can simmer it the way that you would like to simmer it. Anyway, it doesn't look that strong, Lily.
Listeners, enjoy. We're having a bit of a spat over tea, but there you go.
It doesn't look that strong, come on. So let's get back to this, the woman that I... So it's someone like me.
Mm-hmm.
It's someone like me and you, Lily. Women that have gone through life and raised a family, got a career, things change.
Yeah.
So when things change, sometimes you can deal with it yourself. Other times you need that uplift, you need that help, you need, mm-hmm, that guidance. And so for me, that woman, that career woman, that mother, that grandmother, would come to me and basically be looking for some kind of help, guidance, in assisting in whatever area that she's finding difficult to deal with.
Mm.
So that would be the kind of person that would come to myself.
So it could be, for instance, somebody who, you know, when you're 50, the likelihood is that your kids would have left home. What now do you do with the time that you have on your hands?
Absolutely.
Finding friendships, because most of the time, some of the things that we do when we get married and we have children, we consume, our lives become consumed.
That is definitely by
looking after the others.
Yes.
Rather than looking after these. And then when we find ourselves in a position where we're not quite sure how to do that.
Well, it's finding that balance, isn't it, Lily? Because you have women who, mm-hmm, are wives, mothers, and they do find that balance. They have time for their friends. But I think, again, it depends on the kind of the husband that you have.
Yeah.
You have some husbands who don't want you to mix with friends, mm, because they feel, for whatever reason, there may be an influence. You know, you have men that are insecure. So, or it might be that, as you rightfully say, some of us as women, when we get married or when we're with partners, we tend to give 100% or that 90% to rearing the family and forget about, we are a person.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a life.
Yes.
We can have a life. But we sometimes deny ourselves that.
Yes. So it's about perhaps the idea of the Second Spring. So tell us about the name Second Spring itself. And what, I know some is about the second opportunity.
Second opportunities. Taking that second time again. Taking that second time for you to say to yourself, well, okay, I've done it this way for X amount of years, and now I've come to that point where it's all about me. Not selfishly, Lily, it's just finding you. Somewhere along all that road, you've lost you.
Yeah.
You become mother, you become wife, you become career woman. And it's just saying to yourself, you know, you just need to have that little bit of life where you laugh. Remember to laugh. Laugh from the belly. laugh from the belly.
You said that, no, laughing.
Seriously, because it's so important, because we can spend time laughing every day. But you know, when you get that joke or you get that friend that says something to you and you'll laugh from the belly. Mm. Some of us forget how to laugh from the belly, Lily.
It's true.
So, you know, when you get that point where you really do laugh from the belly, it sends you back to when you were like 6, 7.
Oh, wow.
You know,
just saying laugh from the belly is making, okay, I'm going to get I've got the giggles already.
It's so important. And we sometimes just forget those little things that really make a difference. to who we are.
Yeah, yeah. It's remembering you.
Yeah.
Remembering you. Who are you? What were you? Your dreams are never too late, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Providing you've got breath, providing, you know, God has given you good health, Lily, nothing is far reach of what you want to aspire to do in, or anything that you thought, oh, I've really missed the train. No.
Okay. Now, Miss Saz.
Yes.
AKA Sandra.
I'll never leave this one. I shouldn't have shared that with you, actually. I should have just kept that to myself.
No, listen, the whole world is going to hear about this, don't worry. Oh, but okay, I'll stop that now. Let's talk about guilty pleasures, Saz. Mm. I mean, it can't all be work, 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 can it? There's got to be something, you know, you can't be working all the time. What is it? Is it that you can say is your guilty pleasure?
You know, you've asked me this before, and I tried to think, well, what is a guilty pleasure? Is a guilty pleasure something you do that nobody else knows? Or is a guilty pleasure that you share with your girlfriends and only they know? And
let me guess for you. For me to guess for you, what I think your guilty pleasure... Shoes.
Shoes?
Yes. No?
Maybe. No. Actually, you know what, Lily?
Yeah.
You could be right.
Oh, okay.
You could be right. I think it would be perfume.
Perfume?
Yes, perfume.
Do you know the
perfume? It would have to be perfume, because shoes is something I would go out, see a shoe, like it, like most women, purchase it. But perfume.
Okay.
Perfume. You could have me at that perfume counter, Lily, all day.
Right. Let me share with you that. My birthday is coming up.
Oh.
And I have a perfume. I actually stopped buying perfume for myself about 10, 15 years ago.
You are kidding me.
And I have...
No.
I have... That was my choice. I have...
Oh, gosh, no.
I have a counter of perfume. Everybody who... Anything you want, I ask for perfume that I want. So I don't buy perfume for myself anymore.
Oh.
Do you know what I buy for myself, though? I buy flowers for myself.
Oh, wow, Lily.
Perfume others buy for me.
Okay, well, I love perfumes. And I'll be honest and say, I'll put my hands up. If you were to go into my bathroom, you'd find about 25 to 30 bottles of perfume.
Okay.
But those are gifts. Those are, I would say, out of every one of those perfumes, I've purchased about 2 bottles.
So if you want to give... Saz something, give her perfume.
It has to be perfume.
Saz, have you heard my latest thing that I want, talking about perfume, that I want for myself for my birthday,
is?
Listeners, it's called Portrait of a Lady.
By?
I can't remember the name. It follows you like miles. It is delicious.
Is it like one of those aliens?
Sensual. It's by French.
Is it Thierry?
God knows. I just know, I saw this lady in the bathroom. And I smelled her like at the bathroom door.
Yes, right, sit down, Lily. Cause...
And I went in, hey, somebody smells nice.
And she was a perfume.
She goes, it's me.
Oh.
And I said, what is it?
Did she share?
Yeah, and she said, it's called Portrait of a Lady. And do you know what I said to her?
Up.
Oh, you do smell like a lady, all right?
Gotta look, because Thierry Mugler, he does Alien. And believe you, that's another one of my favourites.
Okay.
And any woman that wears Alien, you will smell it.
Okay, so Alien is
Thierry Mugler. And if it's one of his brands, well, I don't know.
I will have a look. So, guilty pleasure is perfume.
It is perfume.
Great. Now, we all support charities.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly for personal reasons.
Yeah.
Which charities do you support and why?
I'm a great believer in giving back, and the charities that I support is Youth for Christ and a charity called Tinkers.
Okay.
The reason I support Youth for Christ is because it is aimed at young people that are in the faith, and we encourage them to... irrespective of whatever career that they choose to follow, we support them in regards to funding equipment, be that for sports, be that for whatever career they decide. So we assist in funding them. And Tinkers is for children that are autistic.
Okay.
So the children that are autistic, I think it's very important to equally embrace different.
Yeah.
And not to make a child feel that they're different than you or I, although obviously a disability is a disability, and it will, in many ways, not allow them to be the way that you and I are. So we things that we would take for advantage is something that, unfortunately, when they see us every day of their lives, they have to live with trying to be better, trying to appear as normal.
Yeah.
So for me, those two charities, it's all about empowerment. It's all about confidence building. It's all about young people being the best that they can be.
Yeah.
With what is
what God has given them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, they're two very noble charities. So thanks for sharing that with us, Saz. I know I'm aware that you have an event coming up on the 24th of February. Tell us about that.
Okay, so the event that I've got coming up on the 24th of February, around for Women of 50, and it is called Taking Control and Bouncing Back.
Okay.
Reasons that I decided to do that again. When you've come out of 2017 or any old year, when you're going into the new year, are we bringing baggage over? Are we starting the new year on a positive note? If not, we then have to recollect, look at ourselves, and anything that we've brought over from the old year, we need to take control of that.
Okay.
And decide to spring clean mind, body, everything, and say, you know what? It doesn't matter where I was before, I'm now going to take control and come back.
And you chose the month of love, February, to do that?
Oh, yes.
Is it love for oneself?
It's loving for yourself, Lillian, loving, being grateful, gratitude, just being grateful that, you know, irrespective of what you are going through, you still have that opportunity to do better.
Yes, we all do.
Yes, and that is really, it's coincidental, actually, that it was the month of love. But, you know, Lily, you know, as they say, I'm a person that loves anyway. So maybe it was to be. So, yeah. Yes.
And you've got, you know, the women coming. And I suppose if you've got women coming to share ideas, share opportunities, share the thing about, you know, taking control and going forward, bouncing back, springing forward, and all that.
Yes.
I think some of those opportunities, some of the things that could come out of that is sort of that security and friendship, you know, friends that you wouldn't normally make, but because we're all come from, we all come with the same agenda of to support one another, we take with us a lot more than we came with.
Absolutely. I mean, going back to the first event, You were one of my guest speakers there, Lily, and we didn't you know, kind of plan the day, but to our amazement, the women that were there, they spoke. They came out of their shell. So, you know, that was fascinating, because for me, that is what it's about. It is about women feeling that they can confidentially come to the event, knowing that what comes to Second Spring stays in Second Spring.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they've got to be able to feel that once they feel that, I feel quite safe here. I feel that I can speak about what I've really come here to get from this event. Then that makes me happy.
Yeah, that place of safety is quite important.
Very important.
Nobody's judging you. We're just listening, sort of maybe even holding hands.
Absolutely.
In solidarity.
Sisterhood.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. So how can we contact you, Saz, if we want further advice on, you know, bouncing back, learning more about loving ourselves and the new us and all that, how can we contact you? What are your digits?
Well, my digits are, I'm on all the social media platforms, Facebook, secondspring.co.uk. I'm on also, going back to speaking in regards to Twitter, at Second Spring Coach, LinkedIn, Saz Wanogo Maud, Facebook, as I said, Second Spring, and also the website, www.secondspring.co.uk.
Great. Now,
they can also get my telephone number in the event that they would like to there as well.
Okay, great. We shall be calling you. We'll holla. Saz. Now, can you just give us three tips for women over 50 or those approaching?
Right. Three tips.
Three tips, please. Just three to help us get through tonight.
To be themselves. To really look within themselves and to be totally be themselves. I know it takes time, Lily, but be yourself.
Okay.
Change your thoughts and change your world. Mm. So it's the mindset.
That's number two.
That is number two. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's all about the mind. And lastly, I think it would be always challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to do something new. Something that you look at it or it's staring at you and it's saying, you can't do this. Mm. And go for it. You usually find, Lily, it's the thing that is staring at you, that is saying to you, you can't do this, that leads you to that road of knowing your purpose.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Ooh. Strong words from a strong woman. Well, Saz, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the magic sofa with me.
Thank you.
And
again,
for the tea, with the tea bag in it.
She'll kill me for this.
Oh, no.
No.
But thank you.
It is a pleasure.
It just goes to show that, you know, we have a good rapport.
Yes.
And we bounce ideas off of each other.
Absolutely.
And, you're one of my sheroes. So,
thank you, Lily.
Every woman needs a shero. Several sheroes about, you know, around, because we do not live in a silo.
Absolutely,
we
not.
Cannot do any. Nothing achieved in life is ever done by one person.
Absolutely.
So if you surround yourself with good people, I call them sheroes.
Yes,
there's nothing that we cannot do. So thanks again for listening. My next episode will be with a lady, beautiful young lady called Noura. From Saudi Arabia, and she'll be telling us why she works through art to support professional development in the region. So people, until next time, keep smiling, work your quirks, and always walk good. Saz Wanogomod, thank you.
Thank you, Lily. Love having you.
Oh, thank you. See you soon, baby.
Take care.